Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk Devotional. We're so glad to have you as a listener. Today's topic is The Reason We Sing. We'll return after a brief message from our sponsor. The Reason We Sing, written and read by Emma Danzi. Psalm 47:6 says, "Sing praises to God, sing praises to our King, sing praises." Sing praises. Have you ever heard the voice of a young child singing throughout the day just because he or she can? The sweetness of a little voice can easily bring a smile on any face. Even if the child is completely tone deaf, it is still precious for that parent to hear the melody of the son or daughter. This is similar to how God must feel when we sing praises to Him. We worship Him and use the voices He gave to us out of pure delight and joy in our Creator. As kids begin to grow up, something unfortunate happens. They become more self-conscious and aware of their own singing level. The house that was once filled with noise and musical tunes is now full of silence. How often have we allowed our praises to the Lord to snuff out because we begin to grow more like the world and ignore the childlike faith we are called to live out? The Hebrew word zamaru means sing praises. Part of the joy of a believer in Jesus is the gift of singing. We see this modeled in people throughout the scriptures. In the Old Testament, we see Moses, Miriam, and King David. In the New Testament, we read of Paul and Silas singing in prison, and the disciples of Jesus singing at the Last Supper. We also see singing as an important act of worship in Revelation. This means that the future heaven will be filled with singing. Some people do not have the ability to sing for various reasons, and they can worship God with a song in their hearts and in their own ways. That too pleases Him greatly. Singing when we don't feel like it. Something very difficult to do is to sing when you don't feel like it. However, God commands our worship and deserves it. Some days, singing might be the last thing that we feel like doing. We might be in the midst of heartbreak, loss, or sadness. However, the Lord can strengthen us through songs of praise. Many times when we feel as if we have nothing to bring to God, we have everything that we need, a humble spirit and a willingness to worship. We see this found in many Psalms of David. He was a man with many highs and lows in life. He was a sinner, and he was a man after God's own heart. He was a shepherd, and he was a king. He was also a musician. The harp was one of David's favorite instruments. He played the harp to soothe others, and I assume it also calmed his own spirit as well. Music is very therapeutic. It can sound the emotions we have bottled up. It can express what we are unable to say clearly. The Lord knew when He created music that it would be a tool of proclaiming victory to Christ, a comfort to those who mourn, and a unifier for the church body. Many times we see Psalms of David begin with a burden and then turn into praise. Our singing to God can help us to rid ourselves of our emotions or thoughts and refocus our attention on what truly matters and who has us. Many times people in the scriptures would sing and play instruments in battle. I'm sure they may not have felt like singing at the moment. However, they chose to worship and use their musical abilities as a weapon against the enemy. We are in a spiritual battle today and can do the same in our lives. Sing praises to our King. This verse brings up the importance of God as our king. Just like a person might bring a song as a gift to royalty or do some type of presentation, we can offer our voices as a blessing to the Lord. He is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have been brought into His presence and are given the joy of having His Holy Spirit live within us. We can celebrate that we do not have to work hard to get a moment with the King. Our King came down to us. We get to worship a personal God who loves us and pursues us. 1 Chronicles 16, verse 9 says, "Sing to Him, sing praises to Him, tell of all His wonderful acts." Part of the responsibility in singing is witnessing that Jesus is Lord. When we sing a song, it can hold such power and testimony within it. I can think of a few songs rather quickly that have made a personal impact on my walk with God or in my journey in life. When the church comes together and sings praises, we are a light shining brightly for the community around us to see. We should never underestimate the power and witness that singing has for others. Jesus can use a voice and a message from a song to help open the eyes of the blind person to the truth of the gospel. Intersecting faith and life. How are you singing praises to God? Are you unashamedly lifting your voice for Him and His glory as King? If not, how can you begin to sing again and let go of anything holding back your worship of Him? Further reading, Psalm 9, verse 11, Acts 16, 25, Revelation 5, verse 12.
Hey, listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
In a world where relationships are easily broken and often discarded, the Rebuilding Us Marriage Podcast is your lighthouse, guiding the way to hope, restoration, and transformation in Christ. I'm your host and marriage coach, Dana Shea. Join me as we discuss the necessary tools for rebuilding marriages from adversity, betrayal, and disconnection. It's time to reignite love as we rebuild marriages from the ground up. Listen to the Rebuilding Us Marriage podcast on lifeaudio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.